Hello, I'm Kiff Kiker, pastor of Booms Creek Baptist Church. We're so excited having you with us today. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And I hope you'll discover that today, that you'll be uplifted and encouraged as we praise the Lord together.
Thank you. Turn to page 630 in your hymn books. Let's stand and sing this great song this morning. Honor and memory of all of our veterans. Merry Little Beautiful as we pray. Thank you.
knees praying.
That's okay. Just what we need, our minister of music on his knees.
That's
we
right.
Can't ask for more than that.
Pastor.
Try the wireless.
I tried it. I don't think anything worked.
Well, it seems like it's dead today.
I gave it my best one-eyed shot to make it work.
Test check on two.
Yeah, that's working a
little bit. I pray that your vision is one and the same with God's vision for your life. A little bit of background about this song. It's a prayer. And St. Patrick was a man zealous for the things of God. And as a missionary, he defiled the Irish King's edict that said that by lighting candles on Easter Eve, the king had decreed that no one was allowed to light any fires until a pagan spring festival was launched by the lighting of a fire on Slade Hill. St. Patrick chose to honor God in spite of the threat of death, and the king was so impressed with Patrick's brave devotion that he let him continue his missionary work unhindered. May we pray that it be true to parts of the world today.
Amen.
And later, there was an 8th century monk who penned the words, "To be thou my vision," as a tribute to St. Patrick's wholehearted loyalty to God. May we be found wholeheartedly loyal. May God's vision be our vision.
Oh, bright and sun.
He that can read these words, I will bless the Lord at all times.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
His praise shall be continually in my mouth.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me.
And let us exalt his name together.
Let us exalt his name together.
All the people say.
Amen.
Turn to Philippians chapter 3 for our scripture. Just two verses. Chapter 3. Philippians verses 7 and 8. Book of Philippians is one of my favorites. Picked up on along the way. I love Philippians. The epistle for joy. Well, stand together. Let's do it. Reverend, honor, reading the Word of God. Paul said, but what things were gained to me, that I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and to count them but done, that I may win Christ. You may be seated. Preaching today on the subject, things that really matter. What is it that really counts? Life. So many of us are spending our time, our energy, and effort for things that won't make any difference in 100 years. But there are things we speak of today that will certainly make a difference in life, and the things that God uses in our life. Things that really count. Number one, let me say that knowing Jesus really counts. That's first and foremost. Primary
yes.
To know Jesus, not just know about him, but to know him. Down verse 10 of chapter 3 there of Philippians, he says, Paul speaking, that I may know him, that I might know him. He said, preacher, wasn't Paul saved? Wasn't he converted on the Damascus Road? Didn't he know Christ when he made that statement, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection? Yes, he knew Christ. But he wanted to know more. You see, there's no stopping place. Now, we just don't want to know about him, but we really want to know him more intimately. We should.
Sure.
That's a necessary thing. Above everything else, we need to know. First of all, we need to know him in salvation. I'm glad we can know that we know that we know that we're born again. We don't have to
know. Amen.
I've asked people to know if you died today. Go to heaven, they say, you can't know that. Some might say, I guess so. I hope so. I think so. I think I'm saved. But I'm glad that we've got a blessed know-so salvation.
That's right. Yeah.
1 John 5:13, these things have I written to you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have everlasting life. 1 John, that's the blessed assurance book of the Bible, because no less than 21 times it uses the word know or knowing. I'm glad that we've got a know-so, a know-so salvation. And there's reasons in 1 John that it gives to tell us how we can know. We know that we've passed from death into life because we love the brethren. We know these things have I written, not these happy feelings. Feelings come and feelings go and feelings are deceiving. My warrant is the word of God and none else is worth believing.
Right.
So we
Amen.
Know that we're saved.
Amen.
That's the most important thing in all of life, is having that hope. And to know him is to love him. To know him is to serve him.
Right.
There was a man in history, the name of Bishop Bell. There was a great Christian, and the old man came down to the end of the line, and he was moving out into eternity, and people would come by to see him. And his wife came by and said, this is your wife, you know, who are you? Who are you? And then a pastor came by, told who he was. He said, who are you? Who are you? And others passed by from his church. This is, you know me, don't you? He said, who are you? Who are you? But then an old saint of God came by and said, do you know Jesus? He said, oh, I know Jesus. I've preached him all these years. Yes, I know him.
And you say, yes, I know the Lord. I know I'm in a personal relationship. That's the most important thing. Things that really count. You know, you don't have to know key men if you know the one who has the keys. He holds the keys.
Amen.
And to know Christ in this life is the greatest, most wonderful, most thrilling thing. You said, preacher, you're supposed to say that. You're a preacher. You're a pastor. But I really, truly do mean it. To know Christ, things that really count. Knowing Jesus as personal Lord and Savior. That's number one. Then again, things that really count is knowing and understanding the times that we're living in. Understanding the times that we're living in. In 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32, it talks about the children of Issachar. It said the children of Issachar, one of the tribes, had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. We need that discernment today, don't we? But I tell you, if you read your Bible, you know that these are the last days. These are the times that Scripture spoke of, and we need to look at God's clock and see what time it is. And that knowing the time, it is time that we lifted up our heads and looked up, knowing the time. For example, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says, in the last days, perilous times, perilous, risky times. We live in a day where there's same-sex marriage approved by the Supreme Court. But we have a higher authority than that.
Right.
And that's the God in heaven.
Amen.
There's a God in heaven who says that marriage is between a man and a woman.
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen. And I stand on that, and I'll believe that to my dying day.
Amen.
Amen.
To believe God's word above anything else. Let God be true and every man alive. Understanding the times. The Bible says that men will be lovers of their own selves. How we live in that day. When you see people living for self and self alone, as though Christ had never lived or had never died, it says boasters, proud. Now that's true. Covetous, it says. Men living for what they can grasp and give rather than what they can give. And the Bible says disobedient to parents. We see a generation like that. Blasphemy. Disobedient to parents. Unholy. Without natural affection. We live in a generation that is filled with perversion, built to homosexuality, truth breaker. We live in a day and age when marriage contracts, peace treaties among nations, business agreements. The word is no good. People will just lie. People, you know, not tell the truth. And that's what the Bible means, a truth breaker. We live in a day and age when man's word means very little. False accusing, confident, fear, despises those that are good. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And God, through the Apostle Paul, said these are the signs, some of the signs of the last day. And so we need to understand the times that we live in, things that really count. And then we need to discover God's will. That really matters. Discovering what God would have for us to do. Romans 12, 2 said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself, your body, a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but rather be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might know what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God has a will. God wants us to be in his will. That really matters. Acts 13:36 says that David served his generation by the will of God. That's what we need. Let's serve God in His mighty power and demonstration. Yes, discovering God's will. You know, find God's will is the greatest discovery, and to do God's will is the greatest achievement. And so we stand on that. God loves you. God loves me. He has a wonderful plan for our life. But Satan hates us and has a wicked plan for our life, doesn't he? And thank God for His will. And Jesus, He's our example. And the Father, He's before us, leading the way. The Holy Spirit within us to show us His will. And His will is found right here in the Word of God. And so we need to discover God's will, because that really matters. And then reaching lost souls. Reaching lost souls is something that really counts, that really matters, because souls are precious. What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Or what would a man give in exchange for his soul? You know, the devil, he'll try every way in the world to distract the church or people from doing the will of God and from making the main thing, which is reaching souls. Who values the soul more valuable than all of the money and all of the banks and all of the stocks and bonds and all the railroads, everything? The soul is the greatest and most precious of all. Reaching lost souls, Ministry of Baptist Church. Souls are precious. You know, life's words are so important, aren't they? Life's words. If somehow I fell out of the pulpit up here this morning and just laid there and the preacher's gone, and they'd maybe be interested, what was his last word? What did he say? Jesus, his last words were what is called the Great Commission in the Bible. Tells us what we're supposed to do. Go into all the world, preach the gospel. And there's a form of the Great Commission in all of the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And in Acts 1:8, it says, the Spirit of God come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, that begins at home, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. That's what we're to do, to reach lost souls, the soul. Souls are important, and let's not let anything detain us or distract us here at Boone Street Baptist Church. He wants us to get our eyes on other things other than precious lost souls that Jesus died for. He paid a mighty price, didn't he? He paid it all to Him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. How thankful we are that we can be saved, that God has made a way. He sent Jesus to die on the cross and to make that mighty stoop from heaven down to this earth, to go there to the old rugged cross. It's through the blood that we're saved. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. But reaching lost souls really counts. Then obeying the Holy Spirit. Well, God leads us to do here at Boone Street Baptist Church. It does really count. It's very, very vital and important is obeying what God tells us to do. And I hope we'll do that on invitation time. Every time we meet, we ought to just obey the Lord. That's the main thing. I've heard Charles Stanley say that so many times. I just ask you to do one thing, and that's to obey God. Obey God. That's primary. That's paramount. That's the most important thing. Listen to God. Obey God. It's His Holy Spirit leading our lives. It's not His fault. It's not. And it's important. It's wonderful to live for the Lord. It's not a burden. It's a blessing. It's a joy to serve the Lord. Just to walk with Him and talk with Him. He tells us we're His own, and the joy we share. No one has ever known the joy of just serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what a day it's going to be when we all get to heaven. So looking for a bright future really can.
Sure.
Looking for a bright future. There's something better ahead, child of God. Only two things that matter in life. What you send ahead, what you leave behind.
Sure.
What you send ahead, what you leave behind. That's the only two things that matter. The Bible tells us, 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10, that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what the Lord has prepared for those that love him. What a huge trust we have. What a fantastic day that's going to be when we see Jesus. So I want to see him. Look upon his face. So I want to thank him for his saving grace. Because it's real. It's real. This Christian walk is the greatest joy, the greatest thrill, the greatest. We need to tell our young people it's the most adventuresome and thrilling thing in life is to know Christ, to live for Christ. And it's not a burden, just to know him. Looking for a bright future. Really counts. Something wonderful ahead, child of God. If we make those preparations through coming to him by faith, obeying him, he'll do a great thing for us. And I gave my testimony last Sunday night how the Lord saved the boy. And I don't regret a mite that I've traveled from the Lord. Because it gets sweeter and sweeter. It gets better and better. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Sweetest name I know. Fills my every long. Keeps me sinful as I go.
Amen.
Aren't we glad that he does satisfy us?
That's right. Amen.
He gives us a peace and a joy that passes all understanding. And we'll never, ever regret it. When we get to the end of the way, we'll say, oh, I'm so glad. I'm so thankful that that day of all days took place in my life when I became a child of God.
Amen.
When I was born in this family, when my name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
Oh, what a great day that'll be when we all get to heaven. We'll be so glad that we did. So, oh, I'm so happy that day came in my life that Jesus saved me by his marvelous grace. I can tell you now the time I can take you to the place where the Lord saved me by his marvelous grace. Aren't you glad? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Things that really count. Things that really matter. Paul said, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. And all the suffering whom I have suffered the loss of all things, who count them but done refuge to win the Lord Jesus Christ. My, my, my. I've said this and I say it again. I'm going to be a Christian even if there's no heaven or hell. I mean that. Now there are others, mind you. We better believe that. There's a heaven, there's a hell. But I'd rather be a Christian if there was no hell. No hell. To know Christ. Just to know Christ in this life. What a joy. To know the Lord. Wouldn't take anything from a journey now. Wouldn't take anything. But that day, it wouldn't take anything. It's the joy is still here. You know, the Bible tells us we sometimes need to ask the Lord, as David did, restoring me the joy of thy salvation. Do you have that joy, that deep settled peace? Do you have it down in your heart of hearts? Do you know that you know that you know that you're born again? And then that you know that you're living for him, obeying him, walking with him, telling others about him, because he's wonderful. He's worthy, isn't he?
Amen.
All that we can do.
Right.
Jesus is worthy. Let's bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this good hour, this time together we have just to share the Word of God. Lord, just to sing your praise. Lord, to see the smiling faces on the part of your people, just to know the love, joy, and the things that are the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. Thank you for it. Lord, if there's one here today that's not a child of God, everyone you call public. Leave our sins and come to Jesus. Lord, if there's a child or a young person, boy or girl, man or woman here today that needs to make sure, needs to have this no-soul salvation, I pray that it'll happen today. God, if there's those here that need to, as a Christian, just to come and pray for our church, maybe we just need to come and just kneel or stand or sit on the front seat or just lift up our church, because we know greater is He that's in us and He that's in the world. And this is one of God's churches, Boone Street Baptist. We want to see it go forward in a mighty, powerful way. And win souls. See people coming to the altar. See people out in the community. Personally, one-on-one evangelism, come to know Christ. God, if there are those there say, there's somebody on my heart that needs to be saved. For I know that I'm not witnessing as I should have been telling the story of Jesus. God, your people here don't have a membership here. You lovingly invite them to whatever the need is. May we just obey God and leave the consequences to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together. Same way we call him to take his hand. We'll stand here before the Lord's supper table. Leave your table and come to Jesus. Leave your table and come for prayer. Whatever the Lord says to you, just hope. Just do it. Just let it help. That's the best advice I can give. Whatever he says to you, do it. But Jesus said in the church, for me, verse 40 of America, John chapter 2, he said, whatever Jesus says to do it. That's what I want to think of you. As we sing, as you come to Christ. We hope you enjoyed this week's message, and if you will, you may share this video with a friend or family member. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, it's the best decision you'll ever make. It's as simple. A, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. B, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. C, confess Him as your Savior, and you can pray a prayer like this: Dear God, I'm a sinner. I've done wrong. I need you. And you died for me on the cross and promised to save me. If I'd only trust you, I do trust you, Jesus. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Save my soul so I can go to heaven when I die. If you prayed that prayer, you can notify us. We have some materials we'd like to share with you and get you started right in your Christian faith. To learn more about our church, just again, visit us on website, boomscreekbaptist.org, and don't forget to check back with us next Sunday for the message of the hour. God bless.